The other mother. It was a baby's toothless instinct that led you straight to me, the rubber teat of the other mother, bit, gummed and spit out by a wet-lipped wanting mouth. You never lost your bearings once. North, 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 south, mapped and navigated with a sure, unlearned ease. You rooted your rebellions in me, thrashing and smashing your pubescent rage with fistfuls of my words. You separated yourself from the rest by sucking at my teeth-torn breast. You were a wild and vivid child, eager to climb and roost. I loved you then, as you did me, a love both strong and artificial, a bond of thought and dark, incoherent shapes. I knew you would not stay. Some moontide memory, some ancient tug of hand and answering heart. It was your blood that gave you away. That liquid seed spurting in your veins, the medium in a trance, ghost walking you back. Some unborn need to be found again and fed some mother milk, sweet, soft, and round, tart, like the drip of mustard on your tongue. The smell of things loved and spurned and turned to again. You went back to her, your earth mother, the giver of your tongue. You found her silent, sullen, grief-darkened by your loss. Your own tongue swelled with the things you could not say, not out of hate, but because it was too late to piece the sounds together, to root under the ground and come up sap-filled and shaken, too late to unlearn the instincts of an alien tongue turned intimate, suckled and weaned from your mother tongue, right now, in your other tongue.